Hey my friends, it's Sam here, and today I want to talk about how not being a control freak can save your business and your sanity.
So we've been wondering, how are young people like us crushing our goals and living life on our terms regardless of how bad the economy sucks? How are we able to stay arisen, chase our massive dreams, take action and impact people while others are busy sleeping? But the real question is, how do we do it without falling into the trap the sleeping group fell into? That is the big question, and this podcast will give you the answers. Follow along as we learn, apply and share actionable steps on how to stay arisen in business, career and life in today's economy. Welcome to the Arisen Podcast.
Hey guys, welcome back. And yeah, you know, recently we've been doing a lot of tweaks inside of the Arisen Nation, and also inside of the agency, and also inside of the of my other businesses. And I can't tell you how, you know, not being a control freak has saved me. You know, over the past few weeks, we've been, you know, tweaking the agency to make it run without me. And you know, it's me, you know, trying to test this, you know, basically putting it on a in a test mode to see how it's going to operate. And for a long time, you know, I've been trying to, you know, delegate, but all the time I come back to the fact that this is my baby. I don't want to mess it up, right? And so as much as I try to delegate, I also try to be involved in it. And if you talk to, you know, if you talk to, you know, the gurus and the, how do they even call them, the consultants, people in the consultancy space that do a lot of, you know, consultation for businesses in terms of, you know, HR. What I mean by HR is, you know, human relations, right? You know, those who are responsible for hiring and stuff like that. If you talk to most of them, what they tell you is that, you know, delegate when it's painful, right? Delegate when it's painful, or hire when it's painful. And if you're an entrepreneur, if you're someone who is a creative, if you're someone who likes to, you know, create stuff and then, you know, create something that isn't existing into something that is existing now, the challenge comes in when you are leaving something you used to do, right, for somebody else, especially, you know, somebody who is a new hire. You know, you know their capabilities, you know their strength, you know their weakness, but you're still are scared because they are not you, right? And for a long time I had that fear. I had, you know, it was my fear to delegate things, especially if I know how to do them. I'm always on, you know, I'm still trying to, you know, control. I'm still trying to get people to, you know, basically over supervision, right? And it has definitely, you know, impacted my business in a negative way, because at the end of the day, I tried to delegate, you know, maybe 5 hours to a job. And I also have, you know, my share of what I'm doing as well, right? And so that could possibly be maybe a 6 hours, right? So now I do my 6 hours and I still go into someone's 5 hours. And then the person at the end of the day doesn't finish up with the 5 hours and then extends it to 6 hours or 7 hours because of my over-perfection, or, you know, my willingness to make it perfect, because it's not their baby, it's my baby, right? And that has, you know, that has freaking disturbed my business. That's freakingly disturbed the flow in which we really want to go. And I can't tell you enough how, you know, after fighting with myself for several months, I came to the realization that, dude, I need to, you know, even though I know how to do it, maybe more than the person who is doing it right now, I still need to, you know, save some time, because time is a huge resource for a lot of, you know, startups and also people who are looking to, you know, scale and stuff like that, right? And so I just discovered this, that, you know what, I would just give it a try and see how it goes. And so for the past 3-4 months, I've been trying to delegate without me actually doing the thing, right? So if you look at the Arisen podcast, most of you don't know the back end, but what happens is that I record the podcast And then there's a series of events that takes place inside my team. The person editing the audio comes in and then edits it, and then boom, it's gone. It moves to the next phase where they create the video, they create the basically the teasers to be used for social media sharing and to create the buzz and stuff like that. And then those who will be writing a little description about the podcast to also do the same. They create graphics around here and there to make it engaging so we can share all of our social media and where we really want to take the message to, right? And so basically, so far, that has been the process. I'm looking to add other processes, but I can't, you know, this is something I used to do. This is something I do, and I love doing it. But giving it out, leaving the control to people to do it for me, it was tough. It was tough for several months. But now I've been able to, you know, successfully pull that off. And now, you know, I have my baby moving without actually me inside the flow, so I can focus on something else, right? And it has helped a lot because now I have more time on my hand to, you know, do other things, create content inside the agency, fulfill on clients' requests and stuff like that, right? I also have the privilege and the privilege to do other things that I couldn't do because my hands were tied up in other bits of things that I couldn't delegate properly. And so right now I want to tell you guys, don't think, you know, you don't have the money to hire, because it's going to save your life. You can talk to some couple friends who are looking to learn as well. Maybe you might not have the money to, you know, hire people on your team or professional people. Get people who are looking to learn anyways, right? Get people who are looking to impact themselves, learn for themselves, right? Get them while, you know, they are not so much of an expert, because if the person is an expert and you don't have cash, you can't hire them. And, you know, you can easily hire experts if you don't have cash, right? So that's what I'm going to tell you, that make sure you get people who are looking to learn, who are looking to know something, right? Right now in my team, I have a couple of people who have video skills, video editing skills. They are not to the top notch, but they still want to learn. And so I bought a couple courses for them to be learning from, and it's been really, really super good. And so that's what I want you guys to start doing, because it's going to save you a lot. It's going to save your insanity. It's going to save you and your business and every single thing. So I hope this helps. I hope this helps you to, you know, delegate properly and also not become a control freak, so you can be able to change more lives with your business and your ideas. So I hope it helps. Again, you know, if this sounds cool, please head over to iTunes or SoundCloud or wherever you're listening from. Take a screenshot of your phone, share it on your WhatsApp status, your Facebook or wherever. And as always, don't forget to stay arisen. Cheers. Ooh, wasn't that awesome? But I'm sure you've heard this quote before. You are the average of the five people you hang around with, right? You see, I'm very intentional with the people I watch, the people I talk to, the people I listen to, and the people I get advice from. The knowledge I possess right now is as a result of the connections and associations I've made with these past years. In fact, I can account my knowledge and business to a few elite groups I'm part of. For a while now, I've been wondering if there are other elite entrepreneurial focused groups on social media in Ghana. And to my surprise, almost all the groups I joined were platforms for a bunch of unskilled marketers and business owners who did nothing but only promote their products and services all day. Or they talked about what's new in politics and football, or the hottest number priming to win the lottery. As frustrating as that could be, I never got value from all these groups, so I booted myself out of them quickly. Then I had an idea. What if I created the kind of group on Facebook where real value is shared within the community, so we can impact ourselves together, make money together, share our wins and losses together, and together make the world a better place? So I did. And we are calling it Living the Arisen Live Online. This is a group on Facebook where dreams come to life, exponential growth is experienced, and lives are imparted. You wanna join? Head over to www.livingthearisenlive.online. www.livingthearisenlive.online. And I'll see you on the inside. And as always, don't forget to stay arisen.